Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey,
Ellie my head, so me had a come back again with the new style. Le, 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 le.
Hey, 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 yawo mi, yawo mi, yawo mi. Every time I see you, I dey fall in love. You do me, do me, do me, do me. Eh, eh. Like say I don't dey follow. You do me, do me, do me, do me. Eh, eh. Like say I don't dey follow. Early man, they give you the reason. Your love, they give me the season. This time, na so so wahala. Baby girl, they give me the fever. Baby girl, can I have your number so that we can see the club together? Make I feel you, make you feel me. Why when dance, dance, at the club, hey, hey. Baby girl, can I have your number? Come on, show catch up for me. Yawo me, yawo me, yawo me. Every time I see you, I dey fall in love. You see, yawo me, yawo me, yawo me.
Ọmọ tó wọ́n bá dé, kájọ tó dùn ló kù. Ọmọ àlọ́ fine, ọmọ àlọ́ nine. Ọmọ nílé ayé mi títí wọ́n ni mo fẹ́ máa jírí. Ní àjọ fẹ́ máa mọ ní, máa ṣayé ẹnẹ́jì. Lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ́lẹ Every time I see you, I just fall in love. You see, yawo mi, yawo mi, yawo mi. Every time I see you, I just fall in love. You do me, do me, do me, do me. Eh, eh. Like say I don't dey follow. You do.
Divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity, unity and community. You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Udu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, evolutionary, and revolutionary, from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test. And one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, my reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, my walk, and my work along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth, and it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin, the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create I divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Monday, May 23rd, 2011. And I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and always in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Taya Mecca, in this legendary, historic, beautiful, enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeya life path and journey. Passing down the great Obeya stick and the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, and minerals. Do continue to join me here live each and every day and always in archive at your leisure and convenience. From New Orleans, Louisiana, here on Blog Talk Radio, my live at 12 noon daily, U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. My listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request that you wish to share and become a part of the conversation here at the Power Lunch, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address you as time and spirit do allow, for indeed all is truly a blessing. Be reminded that my website, where I can be reached, utilizing various means, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of documented revelation and manifestation, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Again, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And do continue to support and recognize the many qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, numerologists, astrologers, and practitioners who can be located via the various virtual temple groups to be found, beginning in the center of the first page of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will find my House of the Divine Prince King group. You will also find We Are True Friends, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Intervention, Divine Love and Relationship, Divine Manifestation, Divine Revelation, and Guiding Voices of Divination. And these groups are available with practitioners operating 24 hours a day to receive your call and your request. And we are truly honored and grateful, humbled by your continued support of these virtual temple groups. Some of the participating spiritualists often frequent the live chat room here during the power lunch. Goddess Mother of Orisha is with us here today. Angelic Soap, one of our faithful sponsors and contributors, as well as handcrafter of fine, pure vegan and vegetarian vegetable-based soaps and soap products. And you can find these individual powerful voices in the various King Chamber and Queen Chamber of my website. Please do visit the King's Chamber and the Queen's Chamber, where you will find Dr. Joy of Unlimited Joy, Divine Bonterre. You will find See What One Orisha Can Do, Santeria Priestess in Love, Money, and Life Situations. You will find Goddess Mother of Orisha, The Solution, via the Queen's Chamber of my website. Goddess UK's, Queen Goddess UK's of the Goddess Palace, Universal Opulence, Keeping Excellence Sacred, guiding you back to you in a multitude of ways via her Blog Talk Radio Archive Player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find Amiti Anuket Astrology and her Temple Radio Show via her Archive Radio Player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find the Truth Terrorist, Queen Ifama, serving nothing but the butt naked truth via her Blog Talk Radio Player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. She is also one of our sponsors and contributors to this square circle of gods and goddesses. And you will find a link to her website where she offers her original and handcrafted jewelry and jewelry products. So African-based jewelry and jewelry products. So please do visit the Queen Ifama. Also, Priestess Gogo Nana Alana Omare, my very special sister priestess and an authentic Sangoma, mother of many nations. Oshun Priestess Gogo Nana Alana Omare, also known as Goddess Love Light, with me on Facebook. You can find her transforming lives one drumbeat at a time in the Queen Chamber of my website. There you will also find Racism Non-Anonymous, teaching the concepts, principles, and practices of this revolutionary 12-step program. Racism Non-Anonymous, uniquely designed with the African in mind, featuring Sister Avana and the Recovery Room via the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will find a link for Angelic Soap, handcrafted real soap from the finest, freshest vegetable oils and other high quality ingredients to ensure gentle cleansing with a rich, low moisturizing lather. She utilizes fair trade based oils and butters, including raw, organic, and unrefined West African shea, African cocoa butter. She also specializes in soaps for special cleansing and ritual baths. Continue to show your support for Angelic Soap. Remember to mention the House of the Divine Prince 15 for an automatic 50% reduction of price. This code is only good for the followers of the House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central, and is of an indefinite term. And the coupon code will need to be entered at the checkout point with Teresa and Angelic. So, also do recognize Queen Felice Akushua, experienced Nubian jewels and African-inspired and Egyptian-inspired cultural bazaar with essentials ranging from hair jewels and body adornments to interior decor for a totally accessorized lifestyle featuring the Queen Felice Akushua. You can find a direct link for her website in the Queen Chamber of my website, and many more powerful voices, personalities, energies, ministries, spiritualists coming in coming days to the Queen Chamber of my website. So we're always upgrading and adding. You will find in coming days a link for Simone, who can be found in the House of the Divine French Virtual Temple Group, along with Stephen Guanarisha can do, a powerful, true indigo psychic, and many others who will be featured in the King's Chamber and the Queen's Chamber of my website in coming days. So continue to support the virtual temple groups, which can also be found on mycampage.com/the Divine Prince. Again, they can also be found at mycampage.com/the Divine Prince. You can also find them listed on my main Keen profile by visiting www.keen.com/divine-prince. One of our newer spiritualists, Dream Psychic, we want to show our support for Dream Psychic. He, as well as Goddess Mother Marisha, are new practitioners, so we want to support our new practitioners as well as those who have a long-standing record of comment and rating already in spirituality and religion. This is how we help each other to grow, to evolve, to increase in our ability to connect with spirit and meet the needs of the community. Divine Bonterre is actually on live right now. I should put on my applause track. Divine Bonterre is one of my godmother's faithful elders, queen, mother, bishop, if you will, of this House of the Divine Prince, Voodoo Spiritual Temple. She has her own ministry in Atlanta. She's not on live very often on Keen. So I wouldn't even mind if somebody called her now in the middle of my show. You know, we'll forgive you. Just go to my group page on my House of the Divine Prince website. Click on the House of the Divine Prince Keen Virtual Temple Group and look for Divine Bonterre, which is, if you scroll down, she's the last spiritualist who's on live right now before you begin to see Arranger Call. So she's probably on page 2. And that is Divine Bonterre, mother, spiritualist, elder in our community. She operates out of Atlanta, very powerful spiritualist. And do take the time to introduce yourself to her, to connect with her and her spirit and her energy, and do let her know that you heard about her from the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Tide Potions, and Hoodoo Central. Here live with you each and every day at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. All is truly indeed a blessing. We also want to continue to show our support for the King Chamber of my website, where you will find featured the Reverend Majati Baruti Wucha Temple Ministries, the Roof Garden, offering ministry, teaching the worship of African goddess, an evangelistic effort at promoting respect, worship, and reverence for the sacred African feminine goddess and her divine presence among people of African descent, hosted by the brother Reverend Majati Baruti and Susan Mitchell via their Blog Talk Radio archive player in the King's Chamber of my website. There you will also find longtime friend and community member Big Steve offering Temple of the Enlightened Mind, spirituality with an emphasis on raising your level of consciousness with Big Steve, and you can find him via his Blog Talk Radio archive player in the King's Chamber of my website. There you will also find a link for our international community, if you will, Han Phor Kabla Men was designed as an initiative of our members in order to gather as much information about the voodoo religion, pan-African voodoo religion and culture worldwide. This via written, audio, video, and images. And you also find links for international practitioners of the Voodoo tradition to include the Divine Prince via the link in the King's Chamber of my website, Han for Con La Men. And the site is in Creole French. So if you don't speak and understand Creole French, you will need to utilize your Google Translate. And Google Translate will retranslate the entire page, if you will, into English, and you will be able to better navigate the site. But as far as I know, and I could be wrong, I think I'm the only English-speaking practitioner on the site. Everyone else, I believe, only speaks French or French Creole. So again, please take the time to visit, introduce yourself, recognize Han for Kabla Men. Also know in coming days we will continue to add posts, updates about our activities at Congo Square. We meet at Congo Square with Baba Luther Gray of the International Arts Foundation. In Congo Square, the historic, legendary, enchanted, historic Congo Square, each and every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m., where we connect with spirits, if you will, and our ancestors and the history and legacy of Congo Square, where we offer libation and give thanks to not only the blood, sweat, and tears of those who preceded us in the weekly celebrations at Congo Square historically, but also to celebrate the continued life force and presence of our ascended ancestors and Aguns and Gede and all those who've gone on before us in transition. So each and every Sunday at 2 p.m. in the historic Congo Square, we have ancestral ritual, drumming, dancing, singing, chanting, offerings, libation pouring, celebratory, ceremonial, grassroots community gathering from 2 to 4 p.m. And across the street, we show our support for the, oh, wow, the name just slipped my mind, of the Brothers Restaurant, Brother Shaka, across the street from Congo Square, the Mardi Gras Indian-themed restaurant. There were some changes in the name, so I'm a little thrown momentarily, but at some point I'll get his card in front of me and get the new name correct. But it's directly across from the park, and we have vegetarian and vegan African food and yassa and many other treats and delicacies, kowdoo, mafi, coconut rice, pineapple juice, at 704 North Rampart Street in the French Quarter, directly across from Congo Square, each and every Sunday. So it's an opportunity to not only meet and connect with me, but to also meet and connect with the community and also meet and connect with the spirits and ancestral forces that keep many of us here in New Orleans in spite of the challenges, if you will. Indeed, Spirit spoke, and I responded, and I've been here ever since, save for the Hurricane Katrina evacuation. But indeed, I will be here until the water comes again, and if Spirit allows it to survive, I will again return, because it is part of my destiny to be a part of this vivid culture of New Orleans, unlike any place that I've ever been. And those who know me, Big Steve, Goddess Mother Verisha, many others who know me for decades, know I can travel. I can pack up and move in a heartbeat when Spirit speaks. So I'm truly here because of Spirit. And I support Baba Luther and all his endeavors, Bambula 2000, the whole community that gathers at Congo Square. You can find this past weekend, yesterday, video postings by going to my Facebook page at www.facebook.com facebook.com/thedivineprince. Also by going to my YouTube page. And remember, I have two YouTube channels. I'm at www.youtube.com/voodootye, VOODOOTYE. And also by going to youtube.com/divineprince. Capitalize the D, capitalize the P, and write it as one word. youtube.com/divineprince. This past weekend, videos are on Divine Prince on YouTube. And previous weekends are on the Voodoo Tie. I'm sort of going to make a separation in coming days and put certain videos on one page and other videos on the other. So take the time to investigate them both. I will also be adding them in more coming news and community events to the website in my newly and still under construction Congo Square New Orleans page, which is a community news and events page as it relates specifically to New Orleans, but also Congo Square. And the lives, the events, the ceremonies, the people, the children, the endeavors that happen at Congo Square. It is indeed, as Baba Luther described it, a multimedia experience. Where you have a sister playing a cello and people drumming, traditional African drums brought in from Ghana by Baba Luther, and various other African, traditional African instruments and songs and rhythms and sounds and experiences. And people are videotaping and taking pictures and dancing and chanting and pouring libations and having healing ceremonies and smudging. And it's a profound experience that I implore each and every one of you to make a part of your itinerary, your travel experience. I often get asked, what do I do? And this is indeed one of the things that you want to do when you experience New Orleans, is to be a part of this experience. So we go on regardless. You know, whether someone's there with us or not, we do it. It's religious, it's ceremonial, it's ritual for us. But we also understand the gravity it has at the tourist level, but also in keeping enthusiasm, rallying energy and support and motivation for the city of New Orleans and the greater community and all of our various grassroots and community-related and rebuilding-related projects to feed this community, this culture, these traditions, and continue to move us forward. One of my challenges is that we are not getting enough traditional voodoo in New Orleans. Save for me and maybe one or two other individuals, but it is in many ways gone the way of tourism and capitalism, and we want people to know that though we understand and we coexist in that environment, we also know and understand that the real deal is going on right here, right now in New Orleans, and I for one am committed to keeping that spirit, that energy alive. Another brother in our squared circle of gods and goddess locally to New Orleans committed to keeping that spirit, that energy, that focus alive is Marcus Akinlana. Marcus Akinlana, who is a fine artist, who is operating at Gallery Cayenne at 702 Decatur Street, New Orleans, Louisiana. His website is www.akinlana.net, www.akinlana.net. And he is the artist featured in the second video that I posted yesterday on my Facebook page entitled Body Paint, where he painted one of our faithful community members, Monica, I believe is her name, during our celebration and ceremony, and you can get some views of that artistry as it's being done and also at its completion in both of those videos that I posted yesterday on YouTube as well as on my Facebook page, and we want to show him support. And Reverend Marcus Akinlana and www.akinlana.net, Gallery Cayenne, 702 Decatur Street, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70116. He is now featuring fine art by Shakur, originals, prints, murals, portraits, home decor by artist Shakur. He has a wonderful Louis Armstrong, colorful, vibrant, almost photographic Louis Armstrong sort of mesh with color and vibrant energy and light. Very powerful artist, Shakur. We want to show him some support and reverence by visiting Marcus Akinlana and Gallery Cayenne at 702 Decatur Street, New Orleans, Louisiana, in the historic, legendary, very much haunted New Orleans, Louisiana, French Quarter. His website is www.akinlana.net. Also continue to support www.ZionTrinityBand, songwriters who sing in the genres of reggae, jazz, funk, African ritual, and just about everything in between. It was indeed Ndaye who reconnected me, if you will, to Congo Square and that experience. And I also had the opportunity to hug Suga's neck on yesterday at Congo Square. So we want to continue to support ZionTrinityBand.com at www.ZionTrinityBand.com. Also, I don't want to neglect that Baba Luther does have more of those hand-carved, beautifully handcrafted. These are not tourist drums. These are not fragile. Many of these drums were at least an inch to inch and a half thick. They're heavy drums, solid ceremonial performance drums that Baba Luther had commissioned in Ghana. He may have one or two left, so you do want to contact me and I can give you the hookup, if you will, and his contact information. They are operating from www.internationalartsfoundation.com, but I found there was something going on their website this morning, so they may be having some kind of issue, so check back with that. You can also connect with Baba Luther through myself and also by contacting him through Ashe Cultural Center. Ashe Cultural Center, I posted that link a few times on my Facebook page. Very popular link, www.ashecac.org. Again, that's www.ashecac.org, asheculturalcenter.org, located in my neighborhood, in my zip code, 1712 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70113. Beautiful place. You can find books there. You can find materials, cloth, textile. Many of you sister in life too wrap from head to toe. They've got it for you by the ream. All kind of African fabric and textile artwork, traditional wood carving. Again, some of Baba Luther's drums, books, and they often have workshops, dance classes, book signing. Freddie Williams Evans signed her Congo Square book in this past week at Ashe Cultural Center, African Roots in New Orleans, Congo Square. And you can purchase that book by clicking on the link via my Facebook page. It is also on the second page of my website in Neder Hector, Divine House of the Prince, second page of the website. there are columns of books, CDs, DVDs, and Freddie Williams Evans Congo Square can be found in that first column. I think about maybe 9 or 10 books down the list. After my mother's books, after my sister Makani's books, I think there's some St. Louis books just before you find Freddie Williams Evans Congo Square and the history and culture and tradition of Congo Square as never before recorded. So we want to, again, continue to support those who support us at www.ashecac.org, A-S-H-E-C-A-C.org, ashecaculturalartscenter.org, and also purchase Freddie Williams Evans Congo Square by visiting my Facebook page at www.facebook.com/thedivinefriends, or by going to my website and clicking on the second page of my website, you also find her book listed there. We also want to continue to support Priestess Miriam and the Voodoo Spiritual Temple located in the French Quarter, 828 North Rampart Street, also catty corner of Congo Square, one of the definite tourist stops you want to make when visiting New Orleans is the Priestess Miriam Shimani, founder and Queen Mother of the Voodoo Spiritual Temple, one of my local godmothers, community elders, supporters, if you will. She has kept us up and going on more than one occasion, so we greatly appreciate her love, her support, and her continued efforts. We also want to continue to show support for Felix Figueroa and F&F Spiritual Church Supply located at 801 North Broad Street here in New Orleans, Louisiana. F&F Spiritual Church Supplies, where you will find sprays, incense, talisman, floor wash, roots, herbs, bath oils, waters, candles, statues, perfumes, Lacombe, Santeria, E5, Halo, hoodoo supplies and implements, saints, deities, if you will, all at Felix Figueroa F&F Spiritual Church Supplies. One of the largest hoodoo suppliers, if you will, in the South. He was able, by the grace of spirit, to increase the size as well as the inventory of his shop post-Hurricane Katrina. So we continue to support F&F Spiritual Church Supplies. I like to get my Orisha candles as well as my High John, the Conqueror Oil and Root, some of my other Buckeyes and many other roots and herbs. I like to get that which I don't grow or harvest in the natural. I like to purchase at F&F Spiritual Church Supply at 801 North Broad Street, New Orleans, Louisiana. We also want to show our support for the Treme Villa New Orleans African American Museum located at 1418 Governor Nichols Street here in New Orleans, Louisiana, Treme area. That website is www.noaam.org, www.noaam.org, New Orleans African American Museum. And of course, I like to show my continued support for Zion Trinity and Ndaye, and I continue to support King and Queen Emporium located at 2500 Bayou Road at North Dirgenwall Street here in the 7th Ward in the traditional Rasta African, Pan-African inspired community of the 7th Ward. It's a very eclectic, colorful community. The Caribbean nightclub is there. So we continue to support King and Queen Emporium at 2500 Bayou Road at North Dirgenwall for their body oil, burning oil, incense, candles, resin, charcoal, shea butter, black soap, head-to-toe body glaze, shea, souffle, body cream, handcrafted jewelry, Bob Marley supply, CDs, DVDs, but also just a depot of information, if you will, about the community events happening in the local area. We have a very interesting vibration here locally. You sort of have to be in the know to get information about what's going on. And it's sort of like a wave, and once you are a part of that wave, that energy, then you get awareness of the event. You've often heard me make mention of how quickly, and I mean quickly, in a matter of minutes, 1,000 people can show up at Washington and Loyola on any given day for a second line. Bodyguard Indians, band, brass bands, children, adults, families. So we like to celebrate here in New Orleans. We have a reputation for being the Vegas of the South, but I think it's very different from Vegas, very different environment than Vegas. We have a reputation for being the Hollywood of the South. Very different vibration from Hollywood, if you know Hollywood. So I invite each and every one of you for your continued support and effort in promoting us and keeping us alive and well and moving forward. And indeed, we need and appreciate, enjoy your contributions to this community by way of the Facebook like button, by way of Twitter, and tweeting us on Twitter, high five, sharing this, clicking the share this button to the 335 social networking sites, blogging about the show, telling your friends and family about the show. We greatly appreciate and are humbled by your continued support and endeavors. And those who continue to follow us on Blog Talk Radio and click follow for your favorite episodes here on Blog Talk Radio, we greatly appreciate that. We also appreciate those who click on the sponsor links. The sponsor links on the page not only support corporate interests, not only support Blog Talk Radio, but they also support the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potion, the Hoodoo Central, and keep us here present with you each and every day in this squared circle of gods and goddesses, if you will. So we appreciate your continued efforts in doing so. And continue to call in at our live listening call-in number, area code 347-215-8967. There are those who only call in and listen every day, and we support you. There are those who listen via the remote Blog Talk Radio archive players. We may not see you, but we support you and your continued efforts. As always, if you have a question, comment, or request, remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will address you as time and spirit do allow. I'm just now going to the chat, so I greatly appreciate everyone who is live with us in the chat. Amiti Astrology, Angelic Soap, Fire Witch, Goddess Mother of Orisha, all of our special guests. Hakima, Kingdom here, we greatly appreciate your presence, your energy. Susanna, we appreciate your continued support. So we give reverence to each and every one of your divine being and presence for being with us here in the chat on Blog Talk Radio. We greatly appreciate you. I want to take just a quick intermission. I will be forward with more of the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Pulses at Hoodoo Central, live and always in archive at your leisure and convenience here on Blog Talk Radio. Remember that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. Revolutionary unity and community. I am indeed honored, humbled, appreciative of each and every one of your divine being and presence, both live with me here in the chat, also those who are listening via the remote Blog Talk Radio archive player, wherever you are. We greatly appreciate your time, your effort for being here. For you could be anywhere right now in your life, in your schedule, in your routines, on the internet. So I appreciate 5 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours of time that people take to come and share with us here in this square circle of gods and goddesses, this healing ceremony and ritual, if you will. We greatly appreciate your energy, your presence, your support. And of course, those who are with me on the phone lines, we always appreciate your listening in wherever you may be listening at this time at area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1. On your telephone keypad, this will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address you as time and spirit do allow. Kingdom here, know that I am here to assist you. And I know you've been with us before, but you may not have heard me say this. And for my new listeners, I want you to hear me say this. There are certain things that I just don't feel comfortable talking about on air. And it's not a matter of secrecy. It's a matter of respecting people's privacy and people's personal information. And I'm more than willing to assist you in your request. Just follow the information that I sent you in the chat. In the private instant message, contact me, preferably contact me on Keen. You can call me right after the show by going to www.keen.com/divine-prince. And there you will find all the contact information to reach me, as well as the group links to reach the other practitioners who operate within my virtual temple groups, particularly for those of you who might be looking for a specific price range, a specific per minute fee, or expertise in astrology, like with Amitya Anuket Astrology, or a particular specialty in vegan and vegetarianism and green living, particularly as it relates to single mothers, as with Goddess Mother of Orisha. We have many other readers and spiritualists there who can fulfill just about any request under the sun. I greatly appreciate you all supporting me, but also support the other practitioners in these groups. You can also call me directly by dialing 1-800-ASK-KEEN, 1-800-ASK-KEEN, 1-800-275-5336. And I have 7 extensions. So I'm not going to belabor it. I'm just going to give you the extensions. If you miss them, again, they're on my main Keen profile. They're in my website, at the top of my website. You can go back and archive and listen. But I can be found at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, 24 hours a day, 1-800-275-5336. Unless I'm live on air, like right now. So if you were to go to my key now, it would show arranged calls with me because I'm unable to take a live call in the middle of our ceremony, of our service, if you will. But my extension at 1-800-ASK-KING, 1-800-275-5336, 0-1-4-9-2, 0-1-4-8-8, 0-1-4-8-8, 0-1-4-8-9, 0-1-4-8-9, 0-1-4-8-9, 0-1-4-9-0, 0-1-4-9-0, 0-1-4-8-9, 0-1-4-9-0, 0-1-4-9-0, 0-1-4-9-0, 0-1-4-9-0, 0-1-4-9-0, 0-1-4-9-0, 0-1-4-9-0, 0-1-4-9-0, 0-1-4-9-0, 0-1-4-9-0, 0-1-4-9-0, 0-1-4-9-0, 0-1-4-9-0, 0-1-4-9-0, 0-1-4-9-0, 0-1-4-9-0, 0-1-4-9-0, 0-1-4-9-0, 0-1-4-9-0, 0-1-4-9-0, 0-1-4-9-0, 0-1-4-9-0, 0-1-4-9-0, 0-1-4-9-0, 0-1-4-9-0, 0-1-4-9-0, KEEN.com/divine+prince. You can also click on the Call Me Now button that's placed on my Blog Talk Radio profile. You can also visit me on my website at www.houseofthedivineprince, and you will find the 800 numbers there. You will find the Call Me Now button there. You will find links back to the virtual temple groups there. You will find links back to my main King as well as my main live person profile there. So again, know that I'm here for you. I will be more than happy to assist you in your request. I also have some preloaded, if you will, documents about spiritual attacks, vampires, how to deal with these type of events and these type of energy attacks. And they happen in various ways and produce a multitude of symptoms, which is another reason why we sort of like to do a consultation quietly rather than to audio invoke that energy and that presence among other people. Even if you are familiar with the Bay of Pigs, the story of the Bay of Pigs, where supposedly Christ came upon the beach and there was a man who was possessed with spirits, with entities, with energies. And know that there's a difference between being cursed, being worked, having someone perform dark magic on you, and possession. But they typically operate in the same realm because we're talking about jinn. We're talking about spirit. We're talking about a parasitic force, energy that attaches itself to people to do harm. And quite often, particularly now in our arrogant, ego-based culture and society, we have individuals, particularly in the realm of witchcraft, certain forms of witchcraft in the realm of black magic, who harness these jinn, these demons, these spirits, if you will, to their bidding, which, as Goddess Mother Varisa suggested yesterday, is just the most arrogant, unbelievable delusion of thinking that anyone can have, which is why these operations typically produce a negative result, not only for the unprotected person who's challenged with this type of work, but also for the person who performs and projects this kind of work onto people. You find that you're perpetually in a state of cleansing and protection at the hands of your own negative energy, at the hands of your own evil seed planting. So that type of magic, that type of work within itself is toxic. It's cancer-laden, and it's infectious. It can be passed on to people unawares, people who are not spiritually in tune, if you will, people who are not prayed up, people who are not fortified within their spirit body. So I will be more than happy to address that with you. We got to look at what's happening, symptoms, you know, look at some variables that are relative to the various forms of that type of manifestation, and then attack it directly and at the root. I can assure you results. I specialize in results. I stand on results. I'm not young. I'm almost 50 years old. I've been doing this a long time. There are many within my circle who have been doing this a long time. We have well documented, public documented record of our ability to harness, to banish, to bind, to redirect energies of various kinds, to remove all manner of block, all manner of challenge, challenger. So we are indeed here to assist you in your endeavor. Again, my live listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address you as time and spirit do allow. I want to welcome Caribbean Radio Show, Divine Peace and Blessings. Thank you for being present with us, another faithful member of our community, also a Blog Talk Radio producer, a mentee astrologist, a Blog Talk Radio producer, Goddess Mother Marisha will soon to be a Blog Talk Radio producer, so we appreciate your taking the time to support our show. I am going to be pairing up with Caribbean Radio Show, hopefully by next weekend, if we can sort of get it together over the course of the week. Know that I am here for you. My plate is full. I'm sure you gather that. Just Google my name and you have some idea that I don't really sleep or eat. But I'm willing to make myself available to you and for you and see what we can do together via your show on Sunday. So I appreciate that. It's also a way of allowing me to make myself available in other time slots. We've gone through various schedule changes with our show, and I came to a point where I realized I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do Saturday nights at 9. I couldn't do every day at noon. I couldn't do Wednesday nights at 7. So I decided to just stick with the Power Lunch every day at high noon. But that does allow me to work with other people and other shows at various other time slots and other days of the week. So I look forward to working with Caribbean Radio Show in coming weeks, particularly on Sunday. I think we're going to carve out a niche sometime on Sunday. So look forward to that. And, of course, Caribbean Radio Show, I look forward to connecting with you in coming days. Warm Summer Wind, Divine Peace and Blessings, Hakima, all of our special guests, Firewitch, anyone that I may have missed, I do apologize. I'm looking at 13 different screens here right now. So I do appreciate each and every one of you taking the time to be present. This is a day that Spirit sort of moves and has his way. Many of you within the Pan-African diaspora serve, offer, Legba, Ishu, Ilegwa on Mondays. And indeed we give thanks and reverence to the spirit, the deity, the energy that is Papa Legba, who opens and closes doors, who opens and closes gates, who stands at the crossroads of life and death, who stands at the crossroads of all of our challenges, interdimensionally, intradimensionally, multi-dimensionally, we show great reverence for Papa Legba before and after any endeavor, before and after any ceremony, any ritual work. We give acknowledgement to the divine creators, the most high creators. We acknowledge ancestors, Delete, Egungun, Gede, but we show reverence and respect for Bar Nico, Bar My Nico, Indora, Bar My Yako, Bar My Yakanda, Papa Legba, Ishu, Abara Legba. So on Mondays, I tend to be in a very contemplative spirit, if you will. Sometimes it's a great effort for me to get in a talking mood on Monday mornings. Not because I'm oppressed or depressed or interpressed in any way. I wake up joyful. I wake up with sun and in the coffee club every morning on Facebook. Many of you know. But I wake up connected with Spirit, asking Spirit, what would you have me to do today? How would you have me to operate? How would you have me to give of that which you have given to me? And sometimes once you get into that spirit realm, that meditative state, that trance-like state, it can be difficult to operate in carnality and flesh, to do the mundane thing. So it's often a challenge on Mondays for me to meet you here and be present. Sometimes down to the last 5 minutes, I'm not sure if I'm even going to broadcast on Monday morning because I'm dealing with so many things. And of course, I've gotten a wealth and do continue to get a wealth of requests over the weekend. And like most consultants, most advocates, most social service-based office structures, if you will, we tend to get an overload of information and requests and emails and all that stuff on Monday morning. So it's a lot to go through. It's a lot to dissect. I'm into astrology. I have to do the same. I need to go and stock up on my candle, my 7-day candle today, and I almost missed the show for doing that. So truly, you all, under the sound of my voice, you understand, particularly the practitioners, those of you who are feeding and keeping altars, who are serving deity, Lawa, Arisha, Spirit within your space. You understand the gravity of responsibility that we have. And along with that, you know, we're doing the readings and we're doing the spiritual work. So sometimes I just like to just be quiet. We had guests over the weekend. I had guests here, I believe, Saturday night too. 1 o'clock in the morning, and I had guests yesterday. So things are busy in these warmer summer months. Hurricane season is approaching, so there's a serious sense of preparation that we have to take here in this part of the South, in this part of the Gulf Coast. So again, we continue to appreciate humbly, respectfully, your continued support, your continued offering, your continued time, your continued reverence. For indeed, you could be anywhere right now in the middle of the day at noon, U.S. Central Standard Time. And I, for one, the Divine Prince, totally get that. I totally understand that. So I'm humbled when I see this many people present in the chat, this many people present on the phone line. It makes me grateful, and it gives me a sense of purpose for what I do. Many of you know, and there's no shame in my telling, that I've been living on disability for many years. So I do this by way of the support of the community. I'm not rich. I don't have very many resources. Heck, I have student loans. I don't have credit. So much of what I do and get by with each and every day is because of the effort of the community here within this square circle of gods and goddesses on Blog Talk Radio Live in the chat. On Facebook, MySpace, Hi5, the various other 80 social networks, we are all diversely connected to and within. And so without your support, I wouldn't be present. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be able to function. And so I feel a great deal of obligation to connecting with Spirit, to doing what Spirit would have me to do, even when the body might say, even when I personally might feel otherwise. Indeed, there's reason my presence. There's a reason for the events as they have occurred in my life to bring me forward to this day. As many of you are doing, I couldn't imagine juggling a ministry and a family, children, newborns, toddlers. My hand is off to you. I couldn't do it. Pets. You know, I'm into fish. I'm into aquariums, but I couldn't have a cat. I couldn't have a dog. There's just too much going on here within this Baji, within this temple room, to have that sort of lifestyle. So I'm grateful for each and every one of you. We have those who are caring for family members in poor health. That's a job, and we totally honor that in you. We totally humble ourselves to that in you. Many of us are not sure we would be able to do so. As my mother continues to age, as people in my family continue to age, we think about, you know, will we be present? Will we be able to handle life and still make the bill every day and still handle our financial responsibilities while taking care of each other within our immediate circle and community, but also our extended circle, family, and community. And we're spread out all over the place now. Many of us, me and God's mother, Risha, are very close, but the goddess lives in Berkeley. That's a country away from where I am right now in New Orleans. So heaven, you know, forbid that something were to happen and I need to go to California or she needs to get here and handle life on life's terms and all the things that we all confront each and every day, taxes and all these bills that we all have to pay and confront. So I'm always truly honored and grateful. This is not a script. It's truly from the depth of my spirit and understanding that I show reverence to each and every one of you in this room, prophet and prophetess, king and queen, God and goddess, father and mother, and all of your responsibility. And I try and provide a space of cleansing, a space that is refreshing, a space that is regenerating, re-edifying, to give you what you need to move forward. We all know that there are issues. We all know there are challenges. We all know that there are problems. We all know that there are oppressors and oppression. We all know this. But what we need more than anything, right here, right now, today, is solution, is result-oriented ministry and administration of that which Spirit has given us for our healing, both within and without. And more in coming days, Goddess Mother Risha is finding her voice and will continue to share more with you about how important it is what we eat. We can be spiritual, we can be ritual, we can be metaphysical, but you've got to eat, and you've got to eat right. We cannot continue to expect manifestation, expect life, expect protection, expect divine revelation within our body and our atmosphere and our environment, eating the decaying carcasses of animals, the pus and mucus of cows and chickens, synthesized, artificial, processed, genetically modified. We've got to reevaluate how we consume and what we are consuming, particularly ye people of color, who mathematicians say we spend the most money in this country on the most things, generally that don't operate for our good, within and without, physically as well as materially. So we must begin to put all the pieces together, the math, the numerology, the astrology, the diet, the lifestyle, the meditation, the prayer, the ritual, the herbs. There's a highly evolved and complicated system at work. And to share that, to teach that, is a great undertaking, a great undertaking. Many of us tend to focus in on one thing and just one thing. But there's a balance of things that we have to identify. And it's important that the specialists among us find their voice and are given the platform and allowed to utilize the platform to share that. So we support Aminti Astrology. We support Caribbean Radio. We support Angelic Soap. We support Goddess Mother Orisha and all those who are not just dedicated and committed to the vocation of spirituality, religion, culture, activism, grassroots organizing and mobilizing, but also to those who have heard the voice of spirit and understand the necessity for moving now to the next level. Business, professional, expert services, becoming a part of mainstream society. For indeed, if we are offering healing salve, if I'm offering a potion that's healing, producing miraculous results, then indeed it heals everyone. I am not in control of the gravity of its expansive reach in that regard. Do I have a focus? Absolutely. Do I have a focus? A very specific focus within my family, within my community, within this square circle of gods and goddesses. And indeed, I am present for those who wish me to be present. I am present for those who say they benefit from what I offer. I'm not here to hear the sound of my own voice. I'm not here because I don't have anything else to do. You know, I could very easily be lying in bed and eating bonbons and watching talk shows. I love my talk shows. But I'm responsive to spirit, always have been, married to, devoted to, humbly committed to spirit and its ability to move through me, with me, around me, for me, and for those who come in contact with me. We have a saying in voodoo: if God sends you, he will pay your fare. And indeed, my fare is being paid. My needs are being met. The needs of this ministry are being met. At the hands, at the power, at the control of each and every one of you who support, who listen, who participate. And we have to show reverence for that. We have to show honor for that. To do less would be a disrespect, a disregard for you and the God in you, the goddess in you, the divinity within you, the ancestral forces that prop you up. So I show great reverence to each and every one of you. Aminti Astrology, Warm Summer Wind, Susanna, Hakima, all of our special guests, Goddess Mother Verisha, Fire Witch, Caribbean Radio Show, Angelic. So, indeed, I am humbled by your continued support. I want to take just a brief intermission. I will be forward. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe. Give thanks, for indeed all is truly a blessing. Someone asked, can you overread? Indeed, in all things I consult spirit. I consult spirit about even when to leave my house. And if spirit says don't go, I don't go. I don't care what I think I need. But consulting spirit, being open to the voice of spirit, the messages and symbolisms and administration and teaching of spirit, is very different than divining and the usage of tools. And as I briefly introduced the other day, the very nature of the material in which a tool is constructed plays a key role in how we operate with that thing, how we utilize that thing, and the place it holds, respectively, in the spectrum of our implements and ritual items. Indeed, it is harmful to utilize tarot cards and overread, particularly for yourself. Overreading with tarot cards is the equivalent, if I can be symbolic here for a minute, of manipulating the windows of your life. Each time you, particularly if you have a consecrated deck of tarot cards that you are using, it has become a part of your magical ritual arsenal, if you will. You can literally manipulate time and events by overreading tarot cards. It is taboo, particularly for readers, to read themselves with tarot cards. I never, ever read myself with tarot cards. If I'm going to read myself, I'm going to use crystal, a more pure form of divination, one that can be purified, recharged, re-cleansed. I may use I Ching. I Ching is a profound and very specific oracle that you can use privately to read yourself. But even with the I Ching, I don't suggest reading it more than once in a day or once in a time period specific to your endeavor, what you're reading into, only because it can get complicated. I Ching is so specific, it can get complicated if you overread I Ching. But by all means, the manipulating tarot cards can alter events for you as well as those around you by the recreational manipulation of tarot cards. Just laying cards and looking at them and moving them around can have the resulting effect of moving things around in your environment, in your spiritual environment, remembering that all things originate within the spirit realm. Indeed, the spirit realm is more real, more evident, more tangible than this physical earth plane, cyclical, seasonal, ever-changing physical earth plane dimension for which many of us are just ill-prepared to navigate. Another form of divination, more traditional orthodox form of divination, is the Delagoon or the Babalawo and the Ifa board. And again, you can overread with the Babalawo and the Ifa board. Understand me, it's a very detailed, complex algorithm, biorhythm, if you will, that can be influenced by energy from the Babalawo, from the person who's being read, from the participants who may be present in the room. It's also shown to be a certain level of disrespect to consult spirits needlessly, foolishly, for trite endeavors, unnecessary things, vengeful things, selfish things. So we must stay pure in our asking. When we stay pure in our asking and our connection to spirit, quite often spirit will speak directly to us. There won't be a need for divination. One of the forms of connecting with spirit and reading, if you will, that I teach and share here through the House of the Divine Prince is how to divine nature. Nature will speak to you. When you arise each day and make that connection with the sun, one of the first things I do is open my door, open my front door, to not only receive the prosperity of the day, but also the prosperity and the wealth of the spirit of the day, which we operate with, which assists us in healing, which assists us in moving forward, which assists us in meeting challenges seen and unseen. And then we step out and we breathe the air and we make contact, hopefully, with nature. And many of you live in urbanized, overbuilt communities. And to some degree, you've lost your connection with spirit in nature in that way. To awake here in New Orleans to the sound of a songbird, some tropical exotic bird, it's a wondrous, powerful experience. And it speaks of, to, with, and through spirit. spirit will often speak to us through nature. So the overuse of certain tools and implements in divination is strongly advised against. There are some very basic reasons for why we use these tools in the first place. Excuse me, to not only connect with spirit and with the Quran or the person we are reading, but to also have a visual, if you will, way of connecting with the person that we are reading. The tarot card is really for the person who's being read, more so than the reader. The reader interprets the symbols, interprets the signs, but a true reader is open to spirit, which only utilizes these tools, these symbolisms, as a means of speaking, as a means of communicating. The symbols and the visual for the person being read helps them to, and they're having a clarity of the symbols. It's not totally necessary, but it operates at a deeper subconscious level to pull upon and draw upon the energies necessary to bring forth the desired consultation, the desired advice, the desired message, or response, if you will, from spirit. There are those who use tarot cards online, in phone calls. I personally don't suggest that. Again, you begin to operate to some degree and understand in a realm of arrogance, in that you're already operating remotely with your client, with your caller. So the necessity of connecting at the spirit level is profoundly important. And there are much more effective ways to connect remotely. And number one is quartz crystal. Quartz crystal, mineral stone, the mineral kingdom. It's a much more profound way of connecting with spirit remotely, whether it be for divining, reading, but also for healing and sending projections that have a healthy, helpful affectation on persons, places, or things, environments. Those of you who are cut off at the communication level with certain family members, one of the most profound things you can do is connect with them in your spirit, in the spirit realm, in your place of meditation and quiet, in your sanctuary, and utilize crystals to send the message, to send the healing, to send the breakthrough, to break the bondage, to break the bonds, the addictions, whatever the challenges that you're being faced. There's a reason the crystal ball has historically been the universal symbol, if you will, of psychic ability and reading and transmediumship. It's not just about the tool, but it's about the instruction of the tool. It teaches us clarity. It teaches us to be balanced. The smooth surface of the crystal ball suggests no ending, no beginning, suggests no boundaries, no borders, no corners, if you will. It's a whole nother level of conscious understanding. The individual crystal pieces, tools that we work with, the points, if you will, the terminations, and the terminators, excuse me, to have their own math, but it's much more defined, geometrical, if you will, than the crystal ball. Therefore, the crystal ball doth not hold a charge, doth not focus energy the way a wand does, the way a terminated piece does. which can focus energy to a specific location. Its edges are more muted, if you will, more smooth, more blended, allowing for a need to cleanse. Crystal balls must be cleansed consciously, repeatedly, consistently. They must be cleansed both within and without, smudged, kept clean, kept free of debris. Those of you who have been using them for some time know they will develop a static, which will draw every piece of dust in the environment to them. So they have to be constantly worked with. If you are using them to do remote healing, for example, remote energy work, you're dealing with a client, a person who is working with a djinn, a negative entity. These entities can find themselves into your crystal ball and remain there if you are not constantly actively keeping them cleansed and free during those points of interaction. It is strongly suggested that they be kept covered under black cloth or velvet or some type of covering when they're not in use. For preventing, again, rogue energies from just entering through your crystal ball without your permission, without your knowledge. Now, there's some variations of crystal balls that can prevent that just by nature of the design. Crystal balls that are included, for instance, included meaning have the presence of other minerals, stones, or crystal within them. A popular one is the greenish-looking chlorite-included quartz. Chlorite is a profoundly powerful cleansing mineral, so it helps to cleanse and purify energies that pass through a crystal ball. So finding one with included chlorite can be helpful. Operating with black obsidian as a ball, as opposed to clear quartz, can assist in drawing in, like a black hole, all negative energy into it and sending it interdimensionally into another place and time and realm after it's been purified and cleansed, of course, where it can be utilized to someone's advantage, to someone's good. What is one waste product is another's food or nourishment in this earth plane dimension. You all know what I mean. I'm trying to clean it up. Everything is recycled. Energy is not destroyed, only transformed. So we must have this awareness when we are using these tools, choosing tools, and particularly when we operate in the realm of reading, divination, seeing into the past, present, and future. For ourselves, but also for clients. This is also an entryway into the discussion about gridding. Your clear quartz, natural, unpolished clear quartz points and crystals have a mass very different from a clear quartz crystal ball. It has windows. These windows have panes. There's a certain number of panes. It may be four, it may be three, it may be six. And you add these different sides together and you form a structure, a house, if you will, a grid. And for those of you who are aware and maybe new listeners, we've talked about in past shows the presence of a seed energy, seed vibration. It's present in cells in our bodies, present in DNA, present in each single sliver of a quartz crystal, whereby if it is crushed, damaged, broken, the pieces will still maintain the vibration of that original grid, if you will. And with this understanding, we can also, by way of meditation, transcendental meditation, visualization, deep inner and outer mind work, can begin to utilize these grids, increase the size of these grids to include other people, other property to increase protective vortexes, if you will, around locations, around your property, around your house, around your spirit work, around your garden. So in coming days, we will, with this new understanding, begin to talk more about gridding and how gridding works. We hear a lot of talk now about moving beyond the grid in our pop culture. And of course, we're talking about, there are many, for as many people who talk about moving beyond the grid, there are as many explanations, excuse me, as to what they mean. Some are talking about energy, finding new sources of energy and getting away from feeding utility companies, paying for water and things of that nature, creating a space that produces less waste material, that leaves less of a carbon imprint, is another way people look at that. Escaping the grid. There are those who are concerned greatly about information. You know, all the information that we voluntarily share on Facebook and MySpace and identity theft and people stealing people's mail out of your mailbox. And so for as many people and ideas and thought processes, there are just as many avenues as looking at gridding. So for clarity, we are talking about gridding, the presence of, the usage of these grids, these vortexes of energy, to not only draw unto us that which is most helpful, most advantageous, most effective, most healing, most needed, most necessary, but also for beginning to block rogue energy, negative energies, unnecessary energies, even overtly, consciously evil and destructive energies. And know that these are present. There are those among us whose primary goal is to throw you off your square, is to cause you to doubt, to cause you to lose your sense of connection to spirit, your sense of confidence in spirit and in yourself. So gridding is a profoundly useful tool in erecting these energy vortexes, these grids, these houses, if you will, these virtual crystals of energy, in assisting us in protecting as well as projecting as well as receiving, manifesting, and the like. Again, our live listen and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967 during our live airing broadcast only. Those of you listening in the archives, of course, will not be able to call during the broadcast with your question, comment, or request. And you would press the number 1 on your telephone keypad to alert me that you are prepared with a question, comment, or request, and I will be more than happy to assist you. Susanna, to answer your question, grids can amplify stones, minerals, environments, sacred spaces, prayer rooms, healing vibrations, all sorts of things. They can also amplify the ability of any given stone, particularly crystal, but even more dense stones like your granites, your hematites, your turquoises, stones where, I'm trying to explain something that's really scientific and doing it in an easy way. Crystals line up in a certain order, and this is what produces precious stones, gemstones, diamonds, quartz, as opposed to your more denser, rougher stones like hematite, which don't have points on it, which don't have terminations on it, which are typically tumbled and polished, and have, as I explained with the crystal ball, a more rounded energy field. Excuse me. So these rounded energy fields, like tossing a stone, a pebble in a pond, dissipate over time. They're radioactive, if you will, in that they produce a frequency that is better perceived up close. Further away from it, it sort of fades out or begins to be overpowered by much more focused and direct energies. So your stones, particularly pocket stones, worry stones, palm stones, stones that are palm size that you would carry in your hand, that you carry in your purse, that you use in healing, in laying on hands, in meditation. These stones have to be amplified. They have to be cleansed. And to some degree, they may even need to be charged with a specific goal, a specific purpose, a specific destination. The crystal family, whether it be clear quartz, whether it be ruby, whether it be sapphire, diamond, topaz, too can be charged, can be amplified by way of gritting and transcendental, visualized, very focused, conscious, visualized, meditative processes, but don't necessarily need that work to be done as much as the smoother, polished out stones, where the natural lines and math of the stones have been altered by man in some way. So when we look at manifesting, gritting, we want to specifically look at natural crystals, specifically clear quartz, but rose quartz. Now, understand, it's very hard to find a rose quartz crystal that's natural, that has not been polished, that has not been altered by man. We're much more likely to find natural crystals in clear quartz, celestite, topaz, smoky quartz, amethyst, and a few others, ruby, and a few other red stones, yellow stones, citrine. You can find stones that are natural, unpolished, have undamaged points, have facets, windows, many spaces in them, and these are the stones that we use in gritting. These are the stones that we use in ritual work. These are the stones that we use in healing, projecting, remote healing, but also in highly detailed, constructive, visualized work, where you're trying to do something specific, you want a specific result, you want to use these stones. Pocket stones, smooth stones, okay, I'm not quite understanding your last comment. Is that in relation to the availability of the stones, or? Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, and many of the locations where many of the stones are found are in the South and in the West. Arizona, Arkansas, Kansas to some degree, and even further south. But the availability to get the stores are everywhere. I haven't been in New York in a while, so I can't call off any well-known crystal, shops or locales in your area off the top of my head. Now, I do know that there are a series of traveling, excuse me, crystal and gem shows that go to major cities. Many of you have found their postcards in your mailbox. I would strongly suggest going to those shows. They will often have beads and finely polished and worked and faceted stones and gemstones, which also can be used metaphysically, ritually, magically. But they will often always have natural stones as well. You just need to ask for them. I know in Chicago, Dave's Rock Shop in Evanston, Illinois, one of my favorite crystal shops in the country, There's also Crystal Revelation. I believe that's the name in Chicago. I believe she's still open. And, of course, California has several well-known crystal shops, particularly in the Los Angeles, Venice Beach. There's one on Santa Monica. So we can always do further research. Get with me after the show. We have about 9 minutes left, and we can help you do that. Always know that you can contact Earth Odyssey Joy at www.earthodysseynola.com here in New Orleans, and I will be more than happy to assist you in choosing your stones. I can photograph the stones. I can videotape them, webcam them. She allows me free reign in her store to come in and look at the stones, choose stones for people, for myself, for special projects and rituals. So I have a lot of confidence in Joy and Earth Odyssey NOLA.com. Yes, indeed, Aminti, I agree. There are a lot of contacts that we have, not only here in Blog Talk Radio, but also on Facebook, MySpace, from other countries that have access to stones. My only issue with that is you got to know who you're dealing with, and you're crossing international law, state laws, country laws, and I'm a little more cautious when I start buying products from outside the country. I'd much rather have my African vendors go and bring them back and drive up to my door in their truck, and then I can, you know, sort of choose my work. Having them delivered personally from outside the country can be difficult. Now, understand, I have connections. Omeka Arts is an example on my Facebook. Her and one of her friends have a container. They go to Indonesia. They go to Thailand. They go to Africa and choose silver, choose stones, and bring them back. So I will often shop, you know, wholesale and in abundance with them. Joy at Earth Odyssey, NOLA.com, travels back and forth to India a lot. So she will have rare, unusual pieces. She also has the ability to order pieces. I asked for a special rose quartz. She found it for me. I asked for the largest double terminator phantom manifesting crystal she could find. She found it for me. And for those of you like me who take your crystal work seriously, it's an investment. Those who don't quite get it yet, science isn't making sense to you yet, you aren't getting that manifestation, you know, I don't blame you. I wouldn't invest a whole bunch of money until you really know what you're doing and how to operate. And I feel the same way about your initiations. I feel the same way about your tithing at your various churches and your various mosques and synagogues and temples. You know, if they're not working for you, not getting results, some people would call that sanity. Some people would say you need to reexamine what you're operating with. But we believe in results, and we like to share those results here amongst this community and this circle. When you find something works, you want to share that. You want other people to try that and have the same response. So, again, there are many resources to be tapped, many locations to access, books, crystals, implements, tools, supplies, but we all must be willing to commit to our own homework, our own research, and understanding not only the tools and implements and various curiosities, if you will, that we all are attracted to along this journey, but to always remain connected at the spirit level and to pull upon and access that which spirit would have you to know and to do and to operate with at any given point in time, right now in this moment, for indeed that is what is most most advantageous, what's most needed, what's most necessary as we move forward. I greatly appreciate each and every one of your divine being and presence here with us in this square circle of gods and goddesses. And I implore you, invite you humbly, respectfully to join us again here tomorrow at high noon, U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, I am supposed to be going and renewing my driver's license. I'm not sure how that's going to work. I have to go on the West Bank and do that. So I'm going to make every attempt to be present and on point. But as always, I am available virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by visiting the website www.houseofthedivineprince.com. There you will find our virtual temple groups. I implore you to support the various practitioners within our various virtual temple groups. You can also find these links on my main webcam page, mycampage.com. mycampage.com/thedivineprince. You can also find them on my main King profile by visiting www.keen.com/thedivineprince. And remember that all is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Get what's mine. Now I know all that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving constantly through. So someday I'll find open giant door. We hear life.
I love you.